Many people will be watching the Fox Broadcast Network tonight because the country's most popular television show, American Idol, begins its 9th season. It will also be the last season for Simon Cowell to sling cutting comments at aspiring singers.
Eric, if you could imagine Linda Blair in The Exorcist singing at the point when she's doing all that on the bed. That's, no, seriously, that's what she'd sound like, because there were six of you in there.
Cowell's observations are often the most incisive criticism the American Idol contestants get, and he announced yesterday that he's going to start up his own talent show next year. Fans of Idol might be relieved to hear that host Ryan Seacrest is under contract for another 3 years. It is hard to miss Mr. Seacrest on celebrity TV. He also hosts coverage of the Grammys, the Emmys, the Oscars, and the Golden Globes. Now, it's easy to dismiss Ryan Seacrest as a pop culture Ken doll, but as NPR's Netta Ulaby explains, he has real power.
So far, Ryan Seacrest has not taken over the entire world, only its shiniest, most glittery broadcasts.
Hello and welcome to the biggest, most spectacular New Year's Eve party in the entire world.
The show, still known as Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, is now mainly hosted and produced by Ryan Seacrest. His sweetly vanilla good looks mask a monster of a work ethic. Every weekday, he wakes at 4 a.m. to host a morning radio show in Los Angeles. Then he hosts a TV program for the E! Channel. Then he edits and hosts a national radio show.
Back to the music and On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On weekends, he relaxes by hosting one of the longest-running pop radio shows, heard on over 500 stations.
American Top 40 right here. I'll be with you.
In the course of a very short period of time, he's essentially replaced Dick Clark in his longstanding MC duties on so many shows.
Larry Rosen is a media analyst and co-founder of Edison Research.
He's replaced Casey Kasem. He's replaced Rick Dees, who was the number one morning man in Los Angeles.
And then there's rumors, says Rosen, that Seacrest will eventually take over Larry King's show as well.
Tipping them over one by one, replacing every one of these sort of old media hosts. You'd think a different new guy or gal would come into each one of these positions, but in every case, it's Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest has consolidated so many media roles, it's almost like a reflection of an era where media companies have gobbled each other up and where glossy entertainment seems to trump hard news. There's a joke that Seacrest taught a nation of grandmothers how to text message through American Idol. His rise to power comes partly because he insists on producing the shows he hosts and the ones he creates and develops. Ryan Seacrest pushed his reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
But yes, so I'm producing that, and I'm producing the Denise Richards show, which launches Memorial Day for E! As well.
What do you need these headaches for?
Apparently, Seacrest thrives on headaches. He built Keeping Up with the Kardashians into the channel's number one hit. Seacrest is known for working unbelievably hard with an obsessively micromanaged schedule.
40. Everything is like, I mean, literally everything's like to the minute, but I love it. I love it. Like,
you have like a daily schedule, so
I
you
have
know
a grid.
Exactly what it's a grid, really.
I get a grid that's faxed to my house from my office the night before.
Really?
So it tells me what time I have to get ready for you.
Uh-huh.
So I had to shower, and it's like three people are CC'd, so three people know when I'm in the shower. Three people know when I'm traveling to Jimmy Kimmel. They know
really?
What I'm doing. Yeah,
wow.
At all times.
You didn't have to shower for me, you could have came over.
I did.
Seacrest's contract with American Idol is worth $45 million over the course of 3 years. Comcast and E! Pay him another $21 million for the same amount of time. He has an uncanny knack for managing his own brand, says Tom Weeks. He's an executive at Starcom Entertainment.
He gets that people think he's the squeaky clean guy, and there's a part of brands that you want to be approachable, but you don't want to be so perfect that people just start ignoring you because it's not real anymore.
Still, it's the glossy perfection of Seacrest's persona that moved author Dave Housley to write a short story about him. It's in a collection called Ryan Seacrest is Famous. Housley finds his media mastery almost a little ominous. Ryan Seacrest seems so spookily prepackaged, he says he almost doesn't seem human, but
some kind of media conglomerate robot that's going to continue assembling jobs until he's kind of controlling everything. He's going to be the President of the United States.
President Ryan Seacrest. You heard it here first. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You hear Netta's forecasts on Morning Edition from NPR News.